Part 1 of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is a science fiction comedy series created by Douglas Adams. Originally a radio comedy broadcast on BBC Radio 4 in 1978, it was later adapted to other formats, and over several years, it gradually became an international multimedia phenomenon. Adaptations have included stage shows, a series of 5 books first published between 1979 and 1992, the first of which was titled The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, a 1981 TV series, a 1984 computer game, and 3 series of 3-part comic book adaptations of the first 3 novels published by DC Comics between 1993 and 1996. There were also 2 series of novels produced by Beer Davies that are considered by some fans to be an official version of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, as they include text from the first novel. A Hollywood-funded film version, produced and filmed in the UK, was released in April 2005, and adaptations of the last 3 books to radio were broadcast from 2004 to 2005. Many of these adaptations, including the novels, the TV series, the computer game, and the earliest drafts of the Hollywood film's screenplay, were all done by Adams himself, and some of the stage shows introduced new material written by Adams. The title, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, is often abbreviated HHGTTG, as used on fan websites, or H2G2, first used by Neil Gaiman as a chapter title in his book Don't Panic, and later by the online guide run by the BBC. The series is also often referred to as The Hitchhiker's Guide, Hitchhikers, or simply The Guide. This title can refer to any of the various incarnations of the story, of which the books are the most widely distributed, having been translated into more than 30 languages by 2005. The title can also refer to the fictional guidebook The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, an eccentric electronic encyclopedia prominently featured in the series. The various versions follow the same basic plot, but they are in many places mutually contradictory, as Adams rewrote the story substantially for each new adaptation. In all versions, the series follows the adventures of Arthur Dent, a hapless Englishman, who, with his friend Ford Prefect, an alien from a small planet somewhere in the vicinity of Betelgeuse, and researcher for the eponymous guidebook, escapes the demolition of Earth by a bureaucratic alien race called the Vogons. Zaphod Beeblebrox, Ford's semi-cousin and the galactic president, unknowingly saves the pair from certain death. He brings them aboard his stolen spaceship, the Heart of Gold, whose crew rounds out the main cast of characters: Marvin, the paranoid android, a depressed robot, and Trillian, formerly known as Trisha McMillan, a woman Arthur once met at a party, who he soon realizes is the only other survivor of Earth's destruction. After this, the characters embark on a quest to find the legendary planet of Magrathea and the question to the ultimate answer. This section of the article features an image. Caption: the cover of the first novel in the Hitchhiker series from a late 1990s printing. The cover features the 42 puzzle devised by Douglas Adams. Contents: Section 1, Origin of the Guide. Section 2, Original Radio Series. Section 3, Novels. Section 3.1, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Section 3.2, The Restaurant at the End of the Universe. Section 3.3, Life, the Universe, and Everything. Section 3.4, So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. Section 3.5, Mostly Harmless. Section 3.6, The Salmon of Doubt. Section 3.7, Other Books. Section 4, TV Series. Section 4.1, Other Television Appearances. Section 5, Radio Series 3-5. Section 6, Film. Section 7, Stage Shows. Section 8, LP Album Adaptations. Section 9, Interactive Fiction and Video Games. Section 10, Comic Books. Section 11, Hitchhikeriana. Section 12, The Ultra-Complete Index to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Section 13, The Origin of the Towel Joke. Section 14, Cultural References. Section 15. International Phenomenon. Section 1. Origin of the Guide. The first radio series comes from a proposal called The Ends of the Earth, six self-contained episodes, all ending with the Earth being destroyed in a different way. While writing the first episode, Adams realized that he needed someone on the planet who was an alien to provide some context, and that this alien needed a reason to be there. Adams finally settled on making the alien a roving researcher for a, quote, wholly remarkable book, end quote, named The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. As the first radio episode's writing progressed, the guide became the center of his story, and he decided to focus the series on it, with the destruction of Earth being the only holdover. Adams claimed the title came from a 1971 incident, while he was hitchhiking around Europe as a young man with a copy of the guidebook A Hitchhiker's Guide to Europe, and while lying drunk in a field in Innsbruck with a copy of the book and looking up at the stars, thought it would be a good idea for someone to write A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy as well. However, he later claimed that he had told this story so many times that he had forgotten the incident itself, and only remembered himself telling the story. His friends are quoted as saying that Adams mentioned the idea of hitchhiking around the galaxy to them while on holiday in Greece in 1973. Adams's fictional guide is an electronic guidebook to the Milky Way galaxy, originally published by Megadodo Publications, one of the great publishing houses of Ursa Minor Beta. The narrative of the various versions of the story are frequently punctuated with excerpts from the guide. The voice of the guide, Peter Jones in the first two radio series and TV versions, later William Franklin in the third, fourth, and fifth radio series, and Stephen Fry in the movie version, also provides general narration. Section 2. Original Radio Series. See also The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy Radio Series and The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy Primary and Secondary Phases. The first radio series of six episodes, called Fits, after the names of the sections of Lewis Carroll's nonsense poem The Hunting of the Snark, was broadcast in 1978 on BBC Radio 4. Despite a low-key launch of the series, the first episode was broadcast at 10:30 p.m. on Wednesday, March 8, 1978, it received generally good reviews and a tremendous audience reaction for radio. A one-off episode, a quote-unquote Christmas special, was broadcast later in the year. The BBC was in the practice at the time of commissioning Christmas special episodes for popular radio series, and while an early draft of this episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide had a Christmas-related plotline, it was decided to be, quote, in slightly poor taste, end quote, and the episode as transmitted served as a bridge between the two series. This episode was released as part of the second radio series, and later the secondary phase, on cassettes and CDs. The primary and secondary phases were aired in a slightly edited version in the United States on NPR Playhouse. The first series was repeated twice in 1978 alone, and many more times in the next few years. This led to an LP re-recording, produced independently of the BBC for sale, and a further adaptation of the series as a book. A second radio series, which consisted of a further five episodes, and bringing the total number of episodes to 12, was broadcast in 1980. The radio series and the LP and TV versions greatly benefited from the narration of noted comedy actor Peter Jones as The Book. He was cast after it was decided that a Peter Jonesy sort of voice was required. His sonorous avuncular tones undoubtedly gave the series a tremendous boost and firmly established the tenor of the piece. The theme tune used for the radio, television, LP, and film versions is Journey of the Sorcerer, an instrumental piece composed by Bernie Leadon and recorded by The Eagles on their album One of These Nights. Only the transmitted radio series used the original recording. A sound-alike cover by Tim Souster was used for the LP and TV series, another arrangement by Joey Talbot was used for the 2005 film, and still another arrangement, this time by Philip Pope, was recorded to be released with the CDs of the last three radio series. Apparently, Adams chose this song for its futuristic-sounding nature, but also for the fact that it had a banjo in it, which, as Jeffrey Perkins recalls, Adams said would give it an, quote, on-the-road hitchhiking feel. End quote. Main cast: Simon Jones as Arthur Dent, Jeffrey McGivern as Ford Prefect, Susan Sheridan as Trillian, Mark Wing Davey as Zaphod Beeblebrox, Stephen Moore as Marvin the Paranoid Android, Richard Vernon as Slarty Bartfast, Peter Jones as The Book. Section 3. Novels. The novels are described as a trilogy in five parts, having been described as a trilogy on the release of the third book, and then a trilogy in four parts on the release of the fourth book. The U.S. edition of the fifth book was originally released with the legend, quote, "The fifth book in the increasingly inaccurately named Hitchhiker's Trilogy," end quote, on the cover. Subsequent re-releases of the other novels bore the legend, quote, "The first, second, third, or fourth, as it were, in the increasingly inaccurately named Hitchhiker's Trilogy," end quote. In addition, the blurb on the fifth book humorously describes the book as, quote, "the book that gives a whole new meaning to the word trilogy," end quote. The plots of the television and radio series are more or less the same as that of the first two novels, though some of the events occur in a different order, and many of the details are changed. Much of parts 5 and 6 of the radio series were written by John Lloyd, but his material did not make it into the other versions of the story and is not included here. Some consider the book's version of events to be definitive, because they are the most readily accessible and widely distributed version of the story. However, they are not the final version that Adams produced. It was not truly clear that the series was over, since it was already a trilogy with five books, until Adams died of a heart attack at age 49 in 2001. Indeed, Adams said that the new novel he was working on, The Salmon of Doubt, was not working as a Dirk Gently story, and suggested it might instead become a sixth book in the Hitchhiker's series. He described Mostly Harmless in an interview as a very bleak book, and said he, quote, "would love to finish Hitchhiker on a slightly more upbeat note," end quote. Adams also remarked that if he were to write a sixth installment, he would at least start with all the characters in the same place. Section 3.1. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Main article, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, book. In The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, published in 1979, the characters visit the legendary planet Magrathea, home to the now-collapsed planet-building industry, and meet Slarty Bartfast, a planetary coastline designer who was responsible for the fjords of Norway. Through archival recordings, he relates the story of a race of hyper-intelligent, pan-dimensional beings who built a computer named Deep Thought to calculate the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. When the answer was revealed as 42, Deep Thought predicts that another computer, more powerful than itself, would be made, and designed by it to calculate the question for the answer. Later on, referencing this, Adams would create a puzzle which could be approached in multiple ways, all yielding the answer 42. This more powerful computer, often mistaken for a planet because of its size and use of biological components, was the Earth, and was destroyed by Vogons to make way for a hyperspatial express route 5 minutes before the conclusion of its 10-million-year program. Two of a race of hyper-intelligent pan-dimensional beings who commissioned the Earth in the first place disguise themselves as Trillian's mice and want to dissect Arthur's brain to help reconstruct the question, since he was part of the Earth's matrix moments before it was destroyed, and so he is likely to have part of the question buried in his brain. Trillian is also human, but had left Earth 6 months previously with Zaphod Beeblebrox, president of the galaxy. The protagonists escape, setting course for the restaurant at the end of the universe. The mice, in Arthur's absence, create a phony question, since it is too troublesome for them to wait 10 million years again just to cash in on a lucrative deal. Their new question was, "How many roads must a man walk down?" A tongue-in-cheek reference to the Bob Dylan song, "Blowin' in the Wind." The book was adapted from the first four radio episodes. It was first published in 1979, initially in paperback, by Pan Books, after BBC Publishing had turned down the offer of publishing a novelization, an action they would later regret. The book reached number one on the book charts in only its second week, and sold over 250,000 copies within 3 months of its release. A hardback edition was published by Harmony Books, a division of Random House, in the United States in October 1980. And the 1981 U.S. paperback edition was promoted by the giveaway of 3,000 free copies in the magazine Rolling Stone to build word of mouth. To date, it has sold over 14 million copies. A photo-illustrated edition of the first novel appeared in 1994. This section of the article features an image. Caption: Cover of the original UK paperback edition of the novel The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Section 3.2. The Restaurant at the End of the Universe. Main article: The Restaurant at the End of the Universe. In The Restaurant at the End of the Universe, published in 1980, Zaphod is separated from the others and finds he is part of a conspiracy to uncover who really runs the universe. Zaphod meets Zarniwoop, a conspirator and editor for The Guide, who knows where to find the secret ruler. Zaphod becomes briefly reunited with the others for a trip to Milliways, the restaurant of the title. Zaphod and Ford decide to steal a ship from there, which turns out to be a stunt ship pre-programmed to plunge into a star as a special effect in a stage show. Unable to change course, the main characters get Marvin to run the teleporter they find in the ship, which is working other than having no automatic control. Someone must remain behind to operate it, and Marvin seemingly sacrifices himself. Zaphod and Trillian discover that the universe is in the safe hands of a simple man, living on a remote planet in a wooden shack with his cat. Ford and Arthur, meanwhile, end up on a spacecraft full of the outcasts of the Golgafrinchian civilization. The ship crashes on prehistoric Earth. Ford and Arthur are stranded, and it becomes clear that the inept Golgafrinchians are the ancestors of modern humans, having displaced the Earth's indigenous hominids. This has disrupted the Earth's programming, so that when Ford and Arthur manage to extract the final readout from Arthur's subconscious mind by pulling lettered tiles from a Scrabble set, it is, "What do you get if you multiply 6 by 9? Arthur then comments, "I've always said there was something fundamentally wrong with the universe." The book was adapted from the remaining material in the radio series, covering from the 5th episode to the 12th episode, although the ordering was greatly changed, in particular the events of Fit the Sixth, with Ford and Arthur being stranded on prehistoric Earth, end the book, and their rescue in Fit the Seventh is deleted. And most of the Brontetal incident was omitted. Instead of the Haganenon sequence, co-written by John Lloyd, the disaster area stunt ship was substituted, this having first been introduced in the LP version. Adams himself considered Restaurant to be his best novel of the five, an opinion shared by biographer M.J. Simpson. Section 3.3. Life, the Universe, and Everything. Main article: Life, the Universe, and Everything. In Life, the Universe, and Everything, published in 1982, Ford and Arthur travel through the space-time continuum from prehistoric Earth to Lord's Cricket Ground. There they run into Slarty Bartfast, who enlists their aid in preventing galactic war. Long ago, the people of Cricket, spelled K-R-I-K-K-I-T, attempted to wipe out all life in the universe, but they were stopped and imprisoned on their home planet. Now they are poised to escape. With the help of Marvin, Zaphod, and Trillian, our heroes prevent the destruction of life in the universe and go their separate ways. This was the first Hitchhiker's book originally written as a book and not adapted from radio. Its story was based on a treatment Adams had written for a Doctor Who movie, with the Doctor role being split between Slarty Bartfast, to begin with, and later Trillian and Arthur. In 2004, it was adapted for radio as the tertiary phase of the radio series. Section 3.4. So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. Main article: So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. In So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, published in 1984, Arthur returns home to Earth, rather surprisingly, since it was destroyed when he left. He meets and falls in love with a girl named Fenchurch, and discovers this Earth is a replacement provided by the Dolphins in their Save the Humans campaign. Eventually, he rejoins Ford, who claims to have saved the universe in the meantime, to hitchhike one last time and see God's final message to his creation. Along the way, they are joined by Marvin the Paranoid Android, who, although 37 times older than the universe itself, what with time travel and all, has just enough power left in his failing body to read the message and feel better about it all before expiring. This was the first Hitchhiker's novel, which was not an adaptation of any previously written story or script. In 2005, it was adapted for radio as the Quandary phase of the radio series. This section of the article is accompanied by an image, with the caption, "The Front Cover of the Hitchhiker's Quartet, a collection of the first four books in the series, published in the United States by Harmony Books in 1986. Section 3.5, Mostly Harmless, main article, Mostly Harmless. Finally, in Mostly Harmless, published in 1992, Vogons take over the Hitchhiker's Guide, under the name of Infinidim Enterprises, to finish once and for all the task of obliterating the Earth. After abruptly losing Fenchurch and traveling around the galaxy despondently, Arthur's spaceship crashes on the planet La Muella, where he settles in happily as the official sandwich maker for a small village of simple, peaceful people. Meanwhile, Ford Prefect breaks into the guide's offices, gets himself an infinite expense account from the computer system, and then meets the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy Mark II, an artificially intelligent, multidimensional guide with vast power and a hidden purpose. After he declines this dangerously powerful machine's aid, which he receives anyway, he sends it to Arthur Dent for safety, to which Arthur replies, "Oh yes, whose?" Trillian uses DNA that Arthur donated for traveling money to have a daughter, and when she goes to cover a war, she leaves her daughter, Random Frequent Flyer Dent, with Arthur. Random, a more than typically troubled teenager, steals the guide Mark II and uses it to get to Earth. Arthur, Ford, Trillian, and Tricia McMillan, Trillian in this alternate universe, follow her to a crowded club, where an anguished Random becomes startled by a noise and inadvertently fires her gun at Arthur. The shot misses Arthur and kills a man, the ever-unfortunate Agrajag. Immediately afterwards, the guide Mark II causes the removal of all possible Earths from probability. All of the main characters, save Zaphod, were on Earth at the time, and are apparently killed, bringing a good deal of satisfaction to the Vogons. In 2005, it was adapted for radio as the quintessential phase of the radio series, with the final episode first transmitted on 21 June 2005. This section of the article features an image. Caption: "The front cover of The Ultimate Hitchhiker's Guide, a collection of all five books in the series, a leather-bound volume published in the United States by Portland House, a division of Random House, in 1997. Section 3.6, The Salmon of Doubt. Main article, The Salmon of Doubt. The Salmon of Doubt, Hitchhiking the Galaxy One Last Time, is a posthumous collection of previously uncollected material by Douglas Adams, published in 2001. Section 3.7, Other Books. Douglas Adams and Jeffrey Perkins collaborated on The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the original radio scripts, first published in the United Kingdom and United States in 1985. A 10th anniversary of the script book publication edition was printed in 1995, and a 25th anniversary of the first radio series broadcast edition was printed in 2003. A short story was also written, Young Zaphod Plays It Safe. This story first appeared in the Utterly, Utterly Merry Comic Relief Christmas Book, a special large print compilation of different stories and pictures that raised money for the new, at the time, Comic Relief charity in the UK. It now appears in some of the omnibus editions of the trilogy, and in The Salmon of Doubt. It is almost, but not quite, entirely unrelated to the rest of the trilogy. There are two versions of this story, one of which is slightly more explicit in its already heavy-handed political commentary. A novel, Douglas Adams's Starship Titanic, written by Terry Jones, is based on Adams's computer game of the same name, which is in turn based on an idea from Life, the Universe, and Everything. Wowbagger the Infinitely Prolonged, a character from Life, the Universe, and Everything, also appears in a short story by Adams titled The Private Life of Genghis Khan, which appears in some early editions of The Salmon of Doubt. For some information on understanding the philosophy of the guide, or Douglas Adams's influence on technology, see The Anthology at the End of the Universe, a series of essays edited by Glenn Yefeth, published in 2005. Michael Hanlon published The Science of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy in 2005. Topics include space tourism, parallel universes, instant translation devices, and sentient computers. Dirk Maggs, who adapted and dramatized the last three novels for radio, released a collection of their scripts in July 2005, with Maggs providing notes for each episode. This second radio script book is entitled The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy Radio Scripts, The Tertiary, Quandary, and Quintessential Phases. Douglas Adams gets the primary writer's credit, as he wrote the original novels, and there is a foreword by Simon Jones, introductions by Bruce Hyman and Dirk Maggs, and other introductory notes from other members of the cast. Section 4. TV Series. Main article, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, TV Series. The popularity of the radio series gave rise to a 6-episode television series, directed and produced by Alan J. W. Bell, which first aired on BBC Two in January and February of 1981. It employed many of the actors from the radio series, and was based mainly on the radio versions of Fitz the First through Sixth. A second series was at one point planned, with a storyline, according to Alan Bell and Mark Wing Davey, that would have come from Adams's abandoned Doctor Who and the Cricket Men project, instead of simply making a TV version of the second radio series. However, Adams got into disputes with the BBC. Accounts differ. Problems with budget, scripts, and having Alan Bell and or Jeffrey Perkins involved are all offered as causes, and the second series was never made. The elements of the Doctor Who and the Cricket Men project instead became the third novel, Life, the Universe, and Everything. The main cast was the same as the original radio series, except for David Dixon as Ford Prefect instead of Jeffrey McGivern, and Sandra Dickinson as Trillian instead of Susan Sheridan. This section of the article features an image. Caption: Opening titles from the TV series. Section 4.1. Other television appearances. Segments of several of the books were adapted as part of the BBC's Big Read survey and program, broadcast in late 2003. The film, directed by Deep Seagal, starred Sanjeev Bhaskar as Arthur Dent, alongside Stephen Hawking as Deep Thought, and a host of British alternative comedians, influenced by the work of Douglas Adams. Section 5. Radio Series 3-5. Main article, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Tertiary to Quintessential Phases. On 21 June 2004, the BBC announced in a press release that a new series of Hitchhikers, based on the third novel, would be broadcast as part of its autumn schedule, produced by Above the Title Productions Limited. The episodes were recorded in late 2003, but actual transmission was delayed while an agreement was reached with the Walt Disney Company over internet rebroadcasts, as Disney had begun pre-production on the film. This was followed by news that further series would be produced based on the fourth and fifth novels. These were broadcast in September and October 2004, and May and June 2005. CD releases accompanied the transmission of the final episode in each series. The adaptation of the third novel followed the book very closely, which caused major structural issues in branching with the preceding radio series in comparison to the second novel. Because events in the second novel were written in a different order from the second radio series, and several events were omitted, the two series split in completely different directions. The last two adaptations vary somewhat. Some events in Mostly Harmless are now foreshadowed in the adaptation of So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, while both include some additional material that builds on incidents in the third series to tie all five and their divergent plot lines together, most especially including the character Zaphod more prominently in the final chapters and addressing his altered reality to include the events of the secondary phase. While Mostly Harmless originally contained a rather bleak ending, Dirk Maggs created a different ending for the transmitted radio version, ending it on a much more upbeat note, reuniting the cast one last time. The core cast for the third through fifth radio series remained the same, except for the replacement of Peter Jones by William Franklin as the Book, and Richard Vernon by Richard Griffiths as Slarty Bartfast, since both had died. Homage to Jones's iconic portrayal of the Book was paid twice. The gradual shift of voices to a quote-unquote new version in episode 13, launching the new productions, and a blend of Jones and Franklin's voices at the end of the final episode, the first part of Maggs's alternative ending. Sandra Dickinson, who played Trillian in the TV series, here played Tricia McMillan, an English-born, American-accented, alternate universe version of Trillian, while David Dixon, the television series' Ford Prefect, made a cameo appearance as the quote-unquote ecological man. Jane Horrocks appeared in the new semi-regular role of Fenchurch, Arthur's girlfriend, and Samantha Bayart joined in the final series as Arthur and Trillian's daughter, Random Dent. Also reprising their roles from the original radio series were Jonathan Pryce as Zarniwoop, here blended with a character from the final novel to become Zarniwoop von Harl, Rula Lenska as Lynn Tilla and her clones, and also as the voice of the bird, and Roy Hudd as Millie Way's compere Max Cordlepline, as well as the original radio series announcer John Marsh. The series also featured guest appearances by such noted personalities as Joanna Lumley as the Sydney Opera House woman, Jackie Mason as the East River creature, Miriam Margolyes as the smelly photocopier woman, BBC radio cricket legends Harry Blofeld and Fred Truman as themselves, June Whitfield as the raffle woman, Leslie Phillips as Hakdar, Saeed Jaffrey as the man on the pole, Sir Patrick Moore as himself, and Christian Slater as Wonko the Sane. Finally, Adams himself played the role of Agrajag, a performance adapted from his book-on-tape reading of the third novel and edited into the series he created sometime after the author's death. Main cast for the tertiary, quandary, and quintessential phases: Simon Jones as Arthur Dent, Jeffrey McGivern as Ford Prefect, Susan Sheridan as Trillian, Mark Wing Davy as Zaphod Beeblebrox, Stephen Moore as Marvin the Paranoid Android, Richard Griffiths as Slarty Bartfast, Sandra Dickinson as Tricia McMillan, Jane Horrocks as Fenchurch, Rula Lenska as the Voice of the Bird, Samantha Bayart as Random, William Franklin as The Book. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.